welcome back. We have Josh Bernstein from AMAC. Josh, before we get into all the geopolitical stuff, I want you to describe what AMAC is and why it was set up and why it is a great alternative to the AARP. What are the chief positive things about AMAC that are great benefits to someone like me? I'm 65, just turned a few weeks ago. And for people who are also approaching retirement, because I think you can supply help to people under retirement age as well, in many areas, not only from insurance, but all kinds of benefits in many different areas, and also act as a spokesperson for a number of issues. Tell us about AMAC and how did it happen and why is it there? It's just like when we're going to have Larry Pratt back on the program. He's on regularly, I believe, sometime in this next few days. Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. This is like, I would say it would be like talking to people where I call Retirement Preppers of America, AMAC. How's that? My tagline.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to say it, I guess. AMAC's been around now for about 8-9 years. It was started by an amazing person, a great patriot from the insurance industry named Dan Weber. And it's really Dan's way of giving back to America, giving back to seniors. And, you know, he saw this monstrosity, this AARP that has been around for a very, very long time, has 40 million plus members. And he decided, because he saw some of the activities that they were engaged in as far as lobbying and the political slant, if you will, being a very liberal-based organization, he decided that he wanted to have an alternative for people. And so he created the Association of Mature American Citizens. We're about 1.4 million members strong and growing each and every day. And we are that conservative alternative to AARP. We have all the same types of programs and services that an AARP would offer, as far as, you know, credit cards and magazines that you would get on a monthly basis telling you about what's going on, what they're working on, medical insurance plans, auto and home insurance, real estate services, even business planning and things like that. So there's a lot of really amazing things that we do and continue to do. And if folks would like to learn more about AMAC, they can go to www.amac.us, again, amac.us, or they can call toll-free 888-262-2006, again, 888-262-2006. Tell them that you heard Josh Bernstein, their national spokesman, and we'll even give you a free membership. That's right, a free membership, no strings attached, no BS to that membership, a free membership just to try us out. Mention my name, Josh Bernstein, when you call, and we'll give you a free membership and, you know, check us out. We're definitely an alternative to AARP, and when we do lobby on behalf of Washington and Congress and our members, it is to provide them more freedom, more choice, and more security in their health care choices and decisions.
Now, that, I'd like you to repeat that 800 number once more, because
sure,
this is important for people to sign up. I know when I heard you talk last, I'm going to be signing up, and my wife, Michelle. I think it's really important that we avail ourselves to have a conservative set of services that's not only lobbying during this process, because it's not going to just be one bill that goes through the House and the Senate. It's going to be policies by Dr. Price. It's going to be future legislation. It's going to be an open marketplace where our 10-point plan with Dr. Ron Klatz for functional anti-aging wellness medicine, and it's going to reach into everything from food supply and genetically modified food to cleaner water, like in Flint, Michigan, where Donald Trump has already got a plan to try to clean up their water there and elsewhere across the country. But we've got to clean up our policies. For example, some of the policies that I've seen from the other organization, I can't support. I'm concerned by it, because a lot of people are not aware that you need to have a representative, like now we got Donald Trump and the new populist version of the Republican Party, because the old party's dead. Just the same way as the Democratic Party's dead. They're gone. They may not want to believe they're dead, but we've already had they call the wake and the party's over. The burial is complete. The grass is growing over the plot of land where they are, and the headstone hasn't moved in days.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, look, I understand where you're coming from, and we are definitely, you know, doing what we can to provide as much influence from a conservative standpoint on House leadership, on the Republicans, to make sure that the final bill, whatever the bill may actually be, is something that not only replaces Obamacare, but replaces it in a capacity where the government is no longer in your back pocket. You know, we don't want the government in our back pocket anymore.
Right. In fact, I heard an interesting statement by Ann Coulter. She said 90% of Americans want to have an open free market where they can buy insurance, like they buy a toaster or a microwave or a refrigerator. And the open market allows them to do that, not only just for conventional but alternative medicine. For example, I proposed to Dr. Ron Klotz from A4M and their website, worldhealth.net, that we need to have a network system. And if they don't do it, I'll do it myself, which is to basically have a platform where we are going to have, for example, directlabs.com coming to our site. We'll have a network with worldhealth.net website link so you can find a functional medicine doctor, including doctors from our Academy of Advancement in Medicine and Environmental Medicine, that they can be a junior doctor and I'll be the senior consultant in the background trying to help with complex metabolic and environmental and anti-aging cases. And we need to have telemedicine. We need to have the access to nutraceuticals where you can write it off against your taxes, health savings accounts. We need to have it set up so that, yeah, we take care of people with catastrophic accidents, injuries, and health problems, but we also need to control costs because costs aren't controlled. We have a system now that's bankrupting the country, and with Obamacare, for example, and the previous systems, you couldn't even afford the copay, let alone pay for the procedure. So
right.
What I want to see is I want to see a system where costs are significantly reduced, competition's increased, that we also need to do a couple of other things in healthcare, and I mentioned these before to Ron. We need to get rid of state licensure and have national licensure by non-government organizations. We need to downsize Health and Human Services. Just like we need to get rid of the federal Department of Education. They need to go. It needs to be back to the states. We need to have a system where malpractice is gone, not just reduced, it's gone. And we have mediation. We track doctors and make sure the database of their knowledge is good, or else they're pulled. They're not certified to do certain procedures. And you can certify. Let's say you're a family doctor. You want to certify to do C-sections because you're in rural practice. We train you. You pass the testing. You go to a surgical center where they do a number of C-sections under supervision to know that you're competent and you're done. We have medics that come back from the battlefield. I just talked to one of my CENTCOM contacts 2 months ago. And we have guys in the field that are doing pretty serious trauma surgery, and they can't even come back and ride an ambulance. We're losing all these young people that are smart as heck, very competent at what they do, come back and those skills atrophy because we don't put them into some form of pathway where they can become, let's say, a general surgeon. So we need to have a system set up so there's a level playing field between nutraceuticals and drugs. The drug companies have been way too powerful way too long. And also their marketing. They actually just closed off credit cards in the last 2 months so that you can't buy drugs, even let's say from Canada or Europe, made in the same pill machine, maybe with different language on it, but it's the exact same pill made by the same drug company, and it may be a third the cost or less. And they don't want that happening, so they were trying to stop, and they have stopped, use of credit cards for buying drugs across state lines. So this has to stop. And I know Donald Trump, we had some various northern state governors over the past number of years, even during Obama, that tried to see if they could purchase drugs from Canada. And Obama and his group, because they're allied with the big drug companies, wouldn't permit it. This is not good. They call himself leftist, but really, Obama's more of a corporatist. He's not really a typical leftist, is he? You know, he would parade himself around as being a leftist, but in actual fact, he was for global government, he was for carbon credits, he was for transnational corporations. I mean, people are being fooled by this guy.
I think he's, more than anything else, a Islamic Marxist.
Both cultural Marxism and financial Marxism, and that's why he was such an ideologue.
He's an anti-colonialist, though, from his time, you know, obviously in other countries. This is somebody that purposely wanted to be the president of the United States in order to bring us down to a third world level. There's no question about that. That's not even hyperbole. That is fact.
He said that with his mentor in his church, you know, up in Chicago, and with his training that fits exactly with Hillary Clinton, which is to make America a post-colonial empire.
Yes, no question about it. I mean, look, it's amazing that it took an Indian patriotic American to expose what most of us already knew, but the media refused to talk about.
Oh, you're talking about
the Dinesh D'Souza's movie. If you've ever seen that movie, I mean, it lays it out for you perfectly.
Isn't that amazing what took a smart, producing Indian patriot to come to America and tell us the truth about ourselves?
I know. Isn't it amazing when you really, when you boil it down, you remove all the layers to what everything has been. You're right. It took a foreigner, someone who didn't even live and grow up in this country, who came to this country with the idea of making a better life for himself and his family and his future. And he got a chance, being as bright and articulate and smart as he is, to see how the system works. He cared enough as a new person in America to actually study and find out more about our true history, and then puts out a movie showing us exactly what we did and the mistake that we did as Americans electing Barack Obama. It was the most brilliant, articulate explanation of Barack Obama I believe I've ever seen. And if anyone has never seen 2016 Obama's America, you need to go see that right now. It's probably available on Netflix or wherever, right. But go see that movie.
I'm going to make a bold statement, and it's not racist, it's anti-racist. But I'm going to make a bold statement that for the past 2+ centuries, we've had the smartest people on earth from every skin color and nationality and religion on earth come to America because they wanted a better life. They were innovative. They were smart. They often had advanced degrees and training and so on. And they came here, and if I did a genetic screen of the complexes of genes that are more common or frequent in the American population from whatever their background, whether from Africa or India or China, Northern Ireland or whatever, you'd find that there's a series of complex genes that are more frequent in our population than anywhere else. So the American exceptionalism isn't just our constitution. It's the fact that it attracts people. The one reason why we have such brain power driving our industry and why we're the most powerful superpower on earth is primarily because of the vision what America could be, which D'Souza talked about, and which all these people from around the world from every skin color, so for example, what Trump perceives, and people try to make it all to be a racist, for example, the best ally against extreme Islam is Muslims that want to make an American version of Islam that doesn't believe in the hadith of beating women, doesn't believe in sexual mutilation of their little girls, doesn't believe in Sharia law that trumps the U.S. Constitution, does believe in dying for the rights of Americans to have a future world that's safe, and uses American exceptionalism to create new technologies that can make the geoplanetary stability so we don't become an extinction-level event, and does fix things like Fukushima Daiichi, creates nuclear fusion technology, spreads out to the stars, has the power to create positive things for a future with anti-aging nutraceuticals and technology so that human lifespan of healthy years is extended. And that's going to reduce it. For example, give an example. If we could, with Ron Klatz and the 28,000 doctors and 820,000 health professionals in the next 5 to 20 years, can literally reach what's called zero senescence and reverse organ deterioration, what would we do when we have 120 and 140-year-olds still playing chess and winning at a sport? What are we going to do when great-great-grandfather actually beats their grandson in a race? What are we going to do in a world where someone has restoration of their vision and they're able to take another job, including not only military service, let's say 160 years from now, where they're just as physically fit as a young person, and they've got the kind of, you know, protective body equipment so they don't end up with their limbs blown off like we send our military troops with level 1 body armor that won't stop a BB gun, and yet we put them into the battlefield with inadequate equipment, and it's because we have budget cuts or the military doesn't get what they want. They have what we call an entitlement for the military industrial complex, but the military themselves don't get the equipment or the staffing or the material they need to do the best job they can. You know, we need to start respecting not only our own people, especially our vets, but also the human race, that the reason why we're the leaders is because we've bred ourselves to be the leader nation on earth, both genetically, geopolitically, and spiritually, which is why we could reform Islam. In fact, our best ally in Europe, and I heard this from my friend Harley Schlanger, who's on the show every week, the whistleblowers in Europe that blow the whistle on these maniac Muslims doing extreme Islam are all their Muslims. So if we want to clean up the act, we want to make conditions such that it's, you know, we use a carrot and a stick, you know. The carrot is, we're going to give you rewards if you turn in these people anonymously, and the stick is, if we find out that you're not turning them in, bad things are going to happen. And if we do that, and we really encourage people to integrate into society and not introduce parts of Islam, the same way as when we talk about healthcare, I met back in 1997, shared offices. We had about a 9,000 square foot office with an invasive cardiologist, Dr. Roger Damley. And I've said the story a bit before, but I'll say a little variation on it. He said, "Bill, I heard that you know what causes atherogenesis." Now, he finished an 8-year fellowship at Mayo in invasive cardiology and ablation of cardiac conduction pathways. So they do a his bundle study and put a catheter up and use a radioablating probe to actually fry the reentrant rhythm pathways through the heart. Now, this still isn't FDA approved, not 20 years ago, and it still isn't. But if you've got a really bad rhythm and you're about to die from it, if you don't do this, sometimes that's all you can do, or they're going to croak. Now, obviously, a lot of time, if you could body magnesium and other nutraceuticals now, we can probably block that without having to go ablation. But he asked me to come over to the Greek restaurant, and I gave a data dump because my father died at ideal weight after climbing up to the top of the 60-foot radio tower because he's retired, and having kippered herring and had really bad indigestion, didn't realize he was having a heart attack until the next day when he got so sick he was as weak as a kitten. They hauled him off to emergency, and he blew a hole from one side of his heart to the other. They patched it. He survived that, and then 3 days later, he died in the intensive care unit. And I swore I was going to find a cause of heart disease, just like I found a cause of diabetes. I was the first one with Dr. Otto Hume to find hyperinsulinemia, and I got persecuted for it. So after I sat down and did the data dump, he said, "You're going to ruin our business, aren't you?" Now, I said, being sarcastic, SOB, which is what I am, people need to know that, I said, "I bet you do your cardiac cast on a Thursday." And he said, "Yeah, and I don't even have to put the catheter in. I can do the electronic signature and the fixed study and dictate it, and boom, I'm done." And I said, "I'll be 5,000 a pop, and you can probably do it's anywhere from 12 to 18 a day. And I bet you do your golf on Wednesday." He said, "Man, you're batting 1,000. He said, and all of a sudden you can see his color coming back because he was white as a ghost with pinpoint pupils. And at the end of it, he realized, like, he was the most, and I was playing with him like a pussycat. And he realized, like, you are going to ruin our business, aren't you?" I said, "Absolutely." I said, "I'm like a guided missile." I said, "I have the intellectual power and the personality and the determination as a good scientist to find the cause of what is heart disease." Now, we rescue people from serious illnesses around the world. I act as a, people need to know, this NutraMedical.com is not just a website to sell vitamins and nutraceuticals or technology. This is an online telemedicine electronic consulting practice. I also provide solutions for spiritual issues, geopolitical, and financial, because there is no problem on earth that can have a solution to it in a godly way, a godly solution, just like we have a godly solution. So when I hear them trying to say that Trump is against Muslims, they're nuts, just like he's against Mexicans because he hates them, they're killers and murderers. No, he wants to get rid of the murderers, but I guarantee you the DACA, the Dreamer kids, and the good Hispanic people from Central America and Mexico, they're working hard and their heads are down, they're working, they haven't got any crimes or whatever, they're going to have a pathway to citizenship. That's just a given. Anybody who thinks otherwise is a moron. And what I want to see happening here is that not only healthcare goes through, but we also treat seniors. Seniors are treated like veterans, like crap in this country, by their health providers, by their insurance carriers, by the hospital corporations. And in socialist countries, if your Apache score is low, they kill you. If you think healthcare in Canada and Britain are really wonderful, you're a moron. I worked up there. I saw what it's like. It's disgusting. Okay? Your comments.
Well, I think, you know, my comments are, if going back to the healthcare issue, you're right. We're not going to see 140 and 150-year-olds playing chess and beating their grandkids in foot races, because the pharmaceutical industries, the healthcare lobbyists and all that, there's no money in cures. There's only money in diseases and in treatment. And so they want people to continue to be sick so that they can make money. And, you know, look, it goes against the Hippocratic Oath, which obviously a doctor always has, and, you know, do no harm and all that. But the bottom line is it's the money in the system. And, you know, I was absolutely shocked yesterday when I interviewed Assistant Secretary to the Treasury under Ronald Reagan, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, on my program.
Any time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know
again, for this this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment.
Yes, so wait, we're live. And as we were going to break last, you had a very interesting story, Josh. I want you to recount because you have your own radio show. And how can they listen to your program, by the way?
Well, you can do a number of different things. Number one, you can grab one of those NSA, CIA spying devices that we all have in our pockets, known as cell phones, and you can go to your app on iPhone or Android in the Play Store or the App Store and type in Josh Bernstein Show. And you will see the free app to download. You'll see the fire insignia on the microphone is my logo. And you can download the free app on your iPhone or Android device in the Play Store or App Store. Or you can also go to Google, put in my name, Josh Bernstein TV Show. You'll find 10, 15, 20 pages of information. Or you can go to YouTube and do the same thing, and you can subscribe to my TV show there as well. But obviously, number one would be go to your iPhone or Android or iPad or what have you and download the free app, the Josh Bernstein Show app. Before the break, I was saying that I had the opportunity yesterday, as a matter of fact, to interview the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Monetary Policy under Ronald Reagan. Okay, his name is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Extremely smart, articulate, and bright individual. I asked him point blank, what are your thoughts on the Obamacare repeal plan that the House Republicans are putting forward to a vote on Thursday? Do you think it's going to be a positive or negative financially for the economy? And he actually advocated, which completely shocked me to my core, I couldn't believe it. He actually advocated for a one-payer, single-payer system for healthcare.
Right. And by the way, this is why they set up Obamacare. Obamacare wasn't set up to win. It was set up to fail so they could move to a single payer because
exactly.
The big transnational corporate interests of the world want single payer systems in every country. As an example of how they set it up, Canada was the 67th country that moved to a VAT or value-added tax to support a single payer healthcare system, which, by the way, you still have to pay some co-pays in your province to actually get your insurance, although it's not a lot. But it's what I call hangnail medicine at the speed of light. If you have anything really serious or a prolonged time in hospital, they simply kill you. Okay, and there's nothing innovative in Canadian healthcare medicine. There's nothing innovative going on except in a few doctors that are members of the Academy of Environmental Medicine, etc. And depending on the province they're in, they're going to get persecuted. Like in Alberta, I was persecuted just for doing environmental medicine with UCLA on toxic chemicals that were affecting auto body workers. So you have to understand that what's going on is disgusting. And these globalists don't care what country they're in, whether it's a socialist, communist, capitalist, whatever country. They want single payer because it allows them to have top-down control of the population. Forced vaccines, forced protocols, forced drug therapy, forced, you know, premature aging and dying, not fixing the water supply or the genetically modified food. Because remember, George Bush Sr. gave special dispensations to protect Mount Satan, I call it, and the GMO companies, like the new one, Intrexon, that took over the Oxitec gene. Frankengene, mosquitoes, and Ballworth moss that are literally creating gene plagues and creating new platforms to modify and change viruses to make them more pathogenic. So you have to understand these so-called pundits you might think may have a sense or even decency. They don't.
No, they don't. You're absolutely right. And again, as I said earlier, I believe it all has to do with the fact that it's all the corporate money and the big pharma and everything else.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If
Mickey
you look,
Spillane.
Look, if you're in the supermarket, for instance, and you see a bunch of succulent, delicious-looking strawberries, and they look as though they're Jose Canseco-style strawberries, these gigantic strawberries.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage...
What's the solution, Josh? I think that today, I like how Trump handled it. He's basically said to the wayward members within the Republican Party, hey, we're willing to negotiate anything. We want to get this passed. It has to have certain structures to get past what's called the reconciliation in the Senate. But the fact is that if you don't have that process, you're not going to get this through the Senate, and you're going to have a collapse of the health care, and that's, by the way, going to collapse the economy. Because small business and other things, no matter what else you talk about in terms of tax breaks, it's going to do nothing unless you get rid of the abomination care. And I, by the way, I changed the name from just not only abomination, it's embalming. You know when you embalm a body before you put it in the ground?
Embalming
it's the abomination care.
Yeah. Well, look, I think that right now there's a couple of different things that are going on. Number one, if you've seen any of the videos on YouTube of President Trump sitting with the House leadership, this guy has command like I've never seen before, I think, in any president. This guy literally had these guys around the table, and he pointed to them, and he said, look, I know a lot of you in this room right now were no votes the other day. And then he looks at them and he goes, but now you're all yes votes, right? And he called each one of them out. You're a yes vote, right? You're a yes vote, right? I mean, they are like scared to death
Well, they should be because their political career is over. It's been evident anybody, even during the last election, who is against him. Like, for example, wasn't there a lady up in Maine who was against him and said some horrendous things? And her political career is over. Now, he did re-put her in, I think, somewhere in his cabinet. But in terms of being a governor or a state senator, I think she was up in the state of Maine. Because she said nasty things after this so-called tape remote from the NBC, her election was finished. And people need to know that if you don't stand up, and again, he's willing to negotiate almost anything, as long as it will transition to a system which will take a year.
Wait.
Yeah.
Dr. Deagle, that's a good thing and a bad thing. And let me explain what I mean by that. Yes, it's good to be able to negotiate art of the deal. You can make things happen. But if you're giving up 50% and taking 50%, that's not going to work. We need to have 80-20. We need to have 80% positive conservative types of elements in this legislation, and maybe 20% giving up to the other side just to get them on board.
What do you think? Do you think he's done that right now? I think he's already done it. I mean,
I do not, as a matter of fact. I believe more right now that Rand Paul is correct, that there's 35 members right now that are going to vote against it. I think that hopefully they'll maybe even pull the bill in the next couple of hours or tomorrow morning, and maybe at that point revisit it and start adding some more of the conservative credentials into the bill. You know, the Republicans, including President Trump, are running around saying that if you don't pass this bill, you know, you're putting your careers on the line and this and that. Here's the thing. I believe what Mo Brooks said. If we pass this bill, we are putting our careers on the line. I actually believe what Mo Brooks is saying, not what the president is saying right now.
I agree with you, but I think here's what I think should happen. I think they should pull it and pull back for a week or two. It's not going to kill it if they do that. They need to also have a transition. The biggest problem is that everybody who doesn't want to kind of pull back in entitlements, there's a lot of people that were getting, for example, Medicaid, that are fully, basically, able-bodied people shouldn't be in the Medicaid market. They should be in the open market with a reasonable price health care they can purchase, right? Including whether they just want to buy a catastrophic and they just want to pay the doctor when they go, you know, up front, and then they can negotiate a price per visit. What happens is that I agree with you that Trump can't put all of his political eggs in this basket unless they basically remove what's called the Title I things that Paul's talking about. And we talked about this with Lopata yesterday. The fact is that you can't make Obamacare light or have all kinds of entitlements or things where you're basically insuring the big drug companies and the big insurance carriers that they're still going to make a profit. But basically, it's not just entitlement to the people, it's entitlement to the insurance carriers, isn't it?
Well, you're correct. I think that more than anything else, you know, one of the things that I'll say about this legislation that I think, you know, maybe is lost on a lot of people's minds is the fact that, you know, they did remove the individual mandate. Yay, that's great. I'm glad that they did that. But they also have a caveat in the bill that says that the insurance companies are allowed to pass on a surcharge tax of up to 30% for anybody that has a lack in coverage of more than 63 days. So, yeah, you're right. We're not doing an individual mandate anymore, but we're still penalizing you for not having insurance. I think that's one of the things that needs to not be in the final version.
I agree with you. The reason why they did that is there were people that were not having insurance because they were not getting.
But we already have that. It's called COBRA.
Right.
So why add extra on top of COBRA?
Exactly. Well, you know, with COBRA, by the way, what was happening before I went to Georgia back in 1987, just a matter of months before, they passed the COBRA law so you couldn't park somebody outside the emergency room doors bleeding to death with gunshot wounds so they'd die outside because then you'd have to treat them inside and then they basically had no insurance. So those COBRA laws mean one way or the other, you're going to pay through the nose for taking care of people. If they show up in your emergency department or they show up in the operating room, you got to take care of them anyway, even if they're a foreigner or they're illegals or whatever. And that's the problem, is that we really didn't need these extra things added to it. I don't know who managed to negotiate that, but it wasn't necessary, was it?
No, I don't believe it was. Look, this is going to be a big test tomorrow. And whether they have the votes or not, I don't know. I can tell you this. President Trump has a lot of power. And maybe people don't think that. They think, you know, Bannon's running the show or Miller's running the show or Conley's running. No, he is running the show. And he does like to negotiate. He does like to throw his weight around. I believe there's many House Republicans, including even in the Freedom Caucus, that may actually cave at the end. And maybe he will squeak this thing through and get it to go. I don't know. But I know that with Rand Paul, there's at least six or seven, maybe even as many as eight senators that already are complete no votes.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what kind of bill, to be honest with you, it comes from the Congress, because it's going to be stripped to the bone when it gets to the Senate. I mean, it's not even going to be recognizable.
Well, wait a minute.
The same bill.
Maybe it might not just get stripped. It might get filled with pork. That's more the danger. It's more the danger that the Democrats and these, you know, establishment Republicans say, well, in order to do this, I need $150 million for a dinosaur museum in my district, or, you know, whatever silly, stupid thing, you know, bear hibernation studies in Montana or whatever it might be. That's what I worry about.
In other words, you think because they may not use a nuclear option like they're talking about with Gorsuch, they may try to go for 60 votes, but they're going to have to sell out, what you're saying. I don't think it's going to go.
I would imagine they probably would, especially, you know, with some of, you know, look, I'll say it right now, point blank. I absolutely detest Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Portman, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Jeff Flake. I detest them. Okay, I'll say it. Absolutely detest them. They're not conservatives. They're Democrats, basically with an R in front of their names. They're fighting against the administration. I got to give credit to Joe Manchin, because he has stepped up big time as a Democrat. Heidi Heitkamp has stepped up big time as a Democrat. These are, you know, basically reliable Democrats that are voting for not only President Trump's cabinet, you know, choices, but more than anything else, will probably be on board for future legislation. But yet, you have these so-called Republicans, these John McCain, Jeff Flake, Lindsey Graham, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins types that are going to side with the Democrats. And as I said, right after the election, I actually said publicly on a couple of different shows that the Senate Republicans will fight against President Trump in the first 100 days more than they ever did against Barack Obama in 8 years. And unfortunately, I am correct on that.
Now, what do you think is going to happen? Because I honestly think this is a formula for catastrophe for the American economy.
I do too. And to be honest with you, I think the most important thing for President Trump, I think that his priorities right now are way off base. The first thing he needs to do is build the wall. And the reason is because he only has about maybe another 6 to 8 months worth of political capital before you hit that threshold of the midterm elections and the Republicans say, we can't do anything because we got to run on our record and this and that. And then the next thing you know, God forbid, we lose the House or the Senate or both in 2018. And you can kiss your wall goodbye, because the appropriation and funds will never be put towards that if we don't have control of all three chambers. So I think, personally, that the wall needs to start construction yesterday, and it needs to have an executive order attached to it that says that the funds cannot be appropriated for anything else other than the construction and financing of the wall.
Well, I think we have to do more than one thing. You know, like two government pat the top of our head at the same time.
I don't think we can. Honestly,
It's not a matter of can. We have to. Even if we don't have the skill set, we got to pick it up. And I'll tell you why. Here's the bomb that's going to go off. They've already told us, several of the large insurance carriers, that by next year, even if we do nothing, that they're going to be out of the marketplace. So up to 40% of Americans won't have even one option for health care. If the funding limits are hit, for example, we've already hit the funding limit for entitlements. There's enough conservative Republicans now with this fight over the bill, that if we increase the budget, they're going to do lots of attachments to it, like Rand Paul, because remember, they don't want more entitlements, they don't want to expand it. They're libertarians. They are saying, we're going to allow the budget to increase, but we're not going to allow the entitlements to increase. Otherwise, by June 1, the U.S. government becomes bankrupt and can't borrow any more money. We already have the devolution of the euro, which dropped 40%, which is why Americans are touristing like crazy to Europe. 29.3 million last year alone. And now they're talking about a visa system because the Europeans are mad at us because they think we've got a Muslim ban, which is total garbage.
Right.
I think that if we don't fix health care, and I'm talking the way we need to fix it is more like Ann Coulter said, an open market. Open market and then have affordable, catastrophic.
That's the bill they were going to pass in the last Congress
right.
that was shut down. That
right.
would be a great right. replacement.
And make it so damn simple that it's not so damn complicated. You need
exactly.
a battalion of attorneys to figure it out. And the second
I'm not
thing
saying that we shouldn't cover health care and try to fix this horribly broken system that the Democrats gave us. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is first prioritize things. You're getting Neil Gorsuch on the court, thank God. Maybe another one will step down and we can get another Supreme Court justice similar to him on the court. But while that's happening, I think personally myself, if I was the president, the first thing I'd want to do is my biggest campaign promise of them all. The biggest one is the construction and the implementation of the wall, first and foremost, because at some point I'm going to have Democrats, I'm going to have future elections, and if this country is flooded with illegal aliens, the Republicans are never going to have the numbers to continue to sustain the party, and they will be there'll be a one-party system.
Well, I agree, but I think Obamacare was put in to fail. I don't think it was put into.
Oh, I agree with you.
But here's the point. Although that's a pressing thing, and geopolitically they've got to do the wall thing, but it's not just the wall. Remember, 40% of people that come here come in air flights. They don't come over the wall.
Right.
Okay? So we have to understand its point of entry. It's how we deal with people that are here that we know are illegal. For example, when they bring in immigrants, they don't even, when they bring them, say, to a Christian ministry, they don't even track them so they can know where the heck they are. They can come to one state. A week after they come arrive, say, Minnesota, they can move to Chicago, they can move to Texas or anywhere. So what we have is we don't have a way of monitoring metadata for these people, their bank accounts or their phone calls or anything, and we should be monitoring them for a period of time to make sure that, hey, you're not going to be involved with bad stuff, sending money here and there, et cetera. That's easy to do, low cost. Healthcare is the biggest, I call, issue. Although people want to avoid it, it has to be dealt with. We've got an aging population. We've got an increasingly toxic world. This is the real big thing that the wall, I know, energized what I call a large chunk of the base. But remember, the actual base for Donald Trump is probably like 29% of the U.S. population. There's a larger percentage of that wants the health care to be fixed. And that, by the way, includes Democrats who are whining like crazy, but they know ultimately if it's done in a certain way that puts the blame on the Democrats, they're dead politically. They'll never actually get in power for decades. But Republicans are going to be blamed if people in the news media die, either because they don't transition to a new health care plan or they don't offer alternatives so people are not getting their tax breaks and so on. So if you get it through your employer and you buy it yourself, you got to make a level playing field. So there's things in this bill that have to go through what's called a reconciliation process that I don't think it's going to be everything for everybody. I think what Donald and what Ryan are saying, if we don't get a version, even if you chop a bunch of stuff out of it, but you don't get a version that's doable through the Senate, this is going to be catastrophic. This will kill the U.S. economy. Small business, the stock market already yesterday when
it's already had killed the U.S. economy. The reason small businesses are not hiring people is because of the Obamacare Act. They're afraid of death.
But even the stock market went up and up. And yesterday it dropped, the biggest drop in 5 months. If Obamacare is not removed, if we think it was catastrophic, it was designed to blow up after Obama was out of office.
Right, and that's why they put the pain at the end of the bill in 2017, 18, and 19.
Right.
One of the things people don't understand is these state subsidies that are put through. And
right.
you're talking 97-98% subsidies in the first couple of years, and then it goes down from that, 90, 85, 80, 75. Well, who do you think's going to pay for those subsidies? Either the state's going to raise your taxes to pay for them, or that state is probably going to have to go bankrupt because they're pulling out. They're not sustaining the amount of numbers that are supposedly been calculated for the exchanges to happen. And I really hate – the lie that the left has told, saying that 16 million Americans have been covered by Obamacare. It's not true. If you take out the subsidies that are the government paying for these people to have insurance, that's right. About 7.5 to 8 million right there. Now we know that, what, 4.5 to 5 million Americans have been dropped by their coverage. Add that on top of it. So what did Obamacare really cover? 1.5 to 2 million Americans, if you're lucky? It's such a lie, and I love breaking that down and showing people.
You did a good job of that. You did a good job of that. What I see happening, if the Republicans need to get this through one form or the other, even if it looks ugly, they got to get it through, and they got to get it over to the Senate and rebuild it. And then these other phases have to come in, because if they don't fix health care, even if they build the wall and do all these other things, the Republicans are dead in the water. And if we ever get demon rats back in control, America's finished.
Amen to that. I couldn't agree with you more about it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We'll be right back. Liberation Day. Yes, the big adios is just a few hours away.
Welcome back. Well, on the break, we talked about this, Josh, that you can go to AMAC site, which supports this bill. It's an ugly bill. I don't like a lot of parts of it. In fact, I think parts of it are going to be chopped this today because they're going to work late into the night. One of them is this mandate where there's still penalties that if you don't carry insurance, I think if you carry, drop your insurance for more than 60 days, you're going to get hit with a penalty. This, in a sense, is trying to be give a guarantee to the insurance carrier they're not going to lose money.
Right.
You can't do that. You can't do that. Correct. If you're going to have an open market's open market, okay? These things won't survive. The bill is going to be pulled from the floor because once they know they don't have the votes, there's no point in bringing it to the floor. It won't get to the floor tomorrow.
Yeah. Now, look, there are, and I will say this, there are some positives in this legislation as far as the elimination of the individual and employer mandates imposed by the federal government. I mean, look, last year the IRS reported that 6.5 million people paid that individual mandate penalty for not having health insurance. That's 6.5 million people who actually decided that they would rather pay that one-time penalty and go without insurance rather than get Obamacare. So, look, the system is broken. The Democrats created this broken system. There's no question about it. And something needs to be done. And what that's going to be in the final bill, I hope that it's going to be much less involving the government and much more involving private enterprise.
Well, I think what's probably going to happen today, if they don't pull it, which is about two or three things. The first thing is anything that's the core of Obamacare, which is a literally entitlement to the insurance carriers with this penalty, that's going to go. You're going to see the tax credits for people who don't buy insurance. Employer, that's going to stay. But I think anything that indicates that the government's going to be in control of health care and it's not be the open free marketplace, that has to go today or it won't go to the floor. And I think that there's enough leverage, no matter what Trump thinks he can do, this is going to die before it even gets to the floor tomorrow. And if it does get to the floor, it won't get the votes. And that's a bigger embarrassment. It's better to pull it now.
It's better to pull the bill than be embarrassed by having it shot down.
Yeah, I think if they don't get these particular changes to it, to pull what's called the Title I entitlements, they have to pull the bill today. And it maybe takes a week or so, they can finally kind of soften and say, hey, you're right, we can't be giving people penalties because they don't buy insurance for 60 days. We're going to trust the American public that if they get a reasonable price, they want insurance. Because here's what happens. If you don't have insurance and you pay these penalties, you're still going to end up sick. You're going to still end up in an emergency department or needing an operation or an appendectomy or whatever.
Correct.
And all of us are going to pay for it, whether we like it or not, and it's going to be at our cost of our insurance to cover the people that don't have any. So.
Yeah, you're right. And it's a work in progress. Expanding the health savings account.
This is a legislative process, but I think if we let it live as a legislative process, these sections of the bill will be killed, so it'll make it to the floor tomorrow. If not, pull it and wait a week or two until you fix it before you table it again. That's my advice. What are yours? Same?
Yeah, I would say that it's better to have a better bill than just any bill.
Exactly.
Because our name is on it. And if
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.